When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hour number two, Bart and Han on a Friday.
Oh, God, I spilled.
The sign at least is still up telling you not to do what you just did.
Haters.
800-919-3776 to be part of the conversation. We'll get back to the calls with you in a moment. But let's check in on the New York Mets, shall we?
Okay.
Yesterday, they win their first game of the season. They won it in a walk-off fashion.
Took my
in the second game of the single admission doubleheader makeup of the last two games that were rained out because all we got was rain. Think about it. We got tons of rain. Now we got an earthquake. What's next?
Solar eclipse. Go blind.
Oh, that's right. Solar eclipse is next. And the locusts.
We scared.
Actually, did you hear about the cicadas?
They coming back again?
Oh, not only are they coming back. Cicadas. And your area where you grow up, Illinois? Yeah. And Michigan and all that area.
We already get to fish flies.
Apparently in the Midwest, it's going to be worse in the South, but even it's going to work its way here.
Listen,
they say it like in the trillions, cicadas, trillions.
This is what I don't understand. If they know where they're coming from, why don't they put something in the soil so they can die in the soil?
Well, you don't want to, they're insects. They don't hurt you. They don't do anything. They just make noise. They're noisy.
But okay. What do they do to benefit the ecosystem?
I really didn't.
They come out, they blind, and they die. They run into you.
They do?
Yes.
They just make lots of noise. No, they mate.
They're blind.
Okay. Okay. You seem to have done the research.
It's happened before. They're right. Blind. They got red eyes. They're blind. Look like some big oversized grasshoppers. And the thing is, in Michigan, we already get fish flies. If you want to see something nasty, Google Michigan fish flies.
No, I don't want
like,
to.
You can't even, it'd be so many, and they come out and they die in one day. They come from the water, they come out, and they die. So it's just like, bugs. You can't even see the street. That's how many bugs.
I hate that.
And then you try and go like get some drive through. You only want to stick your hand out there because it's just like the whole wall is with fish flies.
Ugh.
I'm gonna show you.
You ever drive through like Virginia in the middle of the summer and like all of a sudden your windshield is just covered?
But just imagine fish flies.
You thought it was rain. It's not rain.
Fish flies are big.
It's
man.
Guts. Like, of bugs.
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you what fish Detroit fish bug flies. Guts. It happens every year in Detroit. And now we are gonna get cicadas.
Well, Anthony Pusick just sent a video for me, so I can watch it that way.
Oh, the fish flies?
Thank you, Anthony. I didn't really want to see
it. Are those like the Cleveland midges?
The midges?
Jabba's midges?
I don't know what the midges
remember,
is.
Remember, Jabba Chamberlain really had a hard time with the midges.
What's midges?
Well, anyways, do you want to check in on your Mets?
Yeah, I've been trying to stall.
Well, so they lost.
They
were winning the first. I know. They were playing your Tigers. They were winning the first game of the doubleheader yesterday, 3-1. And then Adam Ottavino happened.
Yep.
And then suddenly we were tied. Then we went into extras. They ended up losing 6-3. The second game, at the very least, they were able to come back and win. Alonso hit a home run to tie. And then Tyrone Taylor had a walk-off single. And so they get their first win. They're 1-5. But before they got to tying the score, they hadn't had a hit. Like in the first six innings of the game. And it was makeup, doubleheader, single admission, situation. There's nobody there. And so Gary Cohen was on SNY describing the scene thusly.
Nobody in the ballpark, 1-5, hitless through 7. Feels like rock bottom.
Feels like rock bottom. You feel like that was out of a movie. I've seen a movie like this.
Yeah.
Didn't Bob Uecker once do this?
One run on, let's see, one hit. That's all we got. One guy hit.
You can't say I'm on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Hey, come on, man.
Was that the movie? Was that real life? Because you used to do the Brewers.
No, that's from Major League.
Oh, man.
Didn't you wanted this.
Yes.
You heard Gary Cohen and you said right away, you're like, it sounded just like the movie.
Yeah,
we got to get that. Well, we got it. And you're wondering if that was real?
No, I know he did the Brewers too, and I know he was like, but here's that. That sounded like it was a real one, man.
But he goes, the hell with it.
He was up there drinking some Mad Dog 2020. Like, yeah, see what Dan did to my boy Gary Cohn.
Gary Cohn was 5 games into the season.
He's supposed to be doing Seton Hall games. He's probably right. He's mad.
And
he's
done already. I told you. You know how you look at a team and you just already know. Like, there's optimism at the start of a season, and it's just, there's still a long season to go. But when you have a trained eye, you see something for what it is, and you just know. You just know. Like, yeah, no, this is no.
Saw Adebino give up the lead. Like,
you just know. Like, you see a guy come out of the bullpen, and you know. Just know.
Like, it would be 2 games. Edwin Diaz looks great, though.
That's great. Yeah. But they didn't play the trumpets.
Alvarez, because of what it saves, Alvarez looks good.
Well, there's always a couple of guys to feel good about. It was good to see Alonso hit a clutch home run there, right? That was good. But overall, though, your optimism of a season is drained by the reality that you look out and you see. Like, I'm sorry.
How about the reality that the
I have been through this many times with teams that I've – again, the Knicks. You start a season and you look at it, and then you look at it and you go, let's see, they're starting Alexei Shved and Lou Amundson. Like, you start naming names like, who the hell is this now?
Alan, hold my beer. Yeah, we're starting Sam Darnold. We're starting Zach Wilson. Yeah, I've been there.
I know you've been
there. I've had more pain more recently than you.
No, I know you have. I know. So that's
why.
So that's my point. I like, it's almost like Gary has just seen enough to know that you look around, you survey the land, and you go, yeah, this is going to be a long year.
And how concerning is it? Where was the owner of the Mets?
Oh, Steve Cohen?
Yeah, where was he at? Was he?
Did he go to the Knick game last night? Was he at the Garden? I think somebody said he was at the Garden.
You're like, man, yeah, I'd rather just watch something.
Let me watch something good. And then they went down 21. And then the whole building's like, yo, get out of here. Bad luck.
It's a bigger letdown than being a Mets fan.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch. And the season's over.
That's not Gary Cole.
It's so painful.
That's not Gary Salyer.
Can I hear Gary again? I need to hear Gary again.
Nobody in the ballpark. 1-5. Hitless through 7. Feels like rock bottom.
Feels like rock bottom. Oh, my God.
Nobody's in the ballpark.
That's optimism right there.
Only 157 to go.
No hit in the bottom.
I mean, damn.
It was like rock bottom.
The bad thing is, though, with nobody in the building, as he's saying it, you know, like Jeff McNeil's in the
batter's box.
He's on deck looking up like, yo.
Optimism here. You're like, nah.
Is it really that bad? Like, could it be that bad? Could it be that bad?
Are we headed for like a Pirates type season? A Tigers 3 years ago type season?
They can't allow that, right?
I mean,
can they allow that?
Let's ask our listeners, what's the over under for the Mets?
Wins?
We thought it was going to be 87 before the 87? Season started.
Who thought 87?
People thought they can sneak in the wild
80. Card. 80's your over.
Do we even get half to 80? Do we get to 50 wins? Can the Mets end up with
50 wins?
Can the Mets have a better record than the Knicks? Can the Mets get more wins?
More wins
than the Knicks.
The Knicks are right now at 45, and there's 6 games to go in the season, so they could still get to 50 wins. More than likely, I would probably guess they'll hit 48.
Oh God!
Yeah, that bad.
Nobody in the ballpark. 1-5. Hitless through 7.
Imagine Mike Breed saying that.
Feels like rock bottom.
Yo, you can tell.
Mike Breed in the first week of November saying this. Down by 20. Open, nobody in the building.
Open game for the Jets.
Frank Ntilikina at the free throw line. Brick. This feels like rock bottom. Right?
God.
Air ball from Kevin Knox. This feels like rock bottom. Like we've all kind of been there. Like, what was Jet rock bottom? What was Jet rock bottom? Like, what would have been what Bob Wischusen would have said?
Our quarterback.
Strevler. Would that be Thursday night in the rain against Jacksonville?
Our quarterback has Manu. Yeah, we're charging Trevor Simeon. Yeah, against the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, and he's out. He's hurt first play, and he turned the ball over. Myles Garrett just destroyed him. Yeah. It's going to be a long game.
Our
starting quarterback has mono. He's playing spin the bottle.
There was nothing worse than
Zach Wilson.
Cold rain on a Thursday night against the Jaguars, and I'm dumb enough to go to the game because had they won that game, they would have been in play for a wild card. And I'm just thinking like an idiot Jet fan always thinks, maybe this time Lucy will hold the football down and we'll kick it. And I mean, just you saw it from the very beginning, the weather, all of it. And then the next thing you know, the crowd's cheering for Strevler. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Strev Sanity?
Because he came in, ran the first two. He's supposed to throw the ball.
Going nuts.
Took off five times.
Finally, Sala. Get your head out of your ass. That's the guy you should have been playing all along. Because Mike White had like five broken ribs.
Yeah. Then he threw a pass.
And then Zach Wilson couldn't throw anything. And then Strevler, and then the first pass Strevler throws, we're all like, oh God.
Yo.
Take him out.
Our quarterback got mono.
Yeah. Mono Ginobili.
Bro, that's like getting tuberculosis, man. Like, what the hell? Only Jets quarterbacks get something like mono.
Dysentery.
Like what? Yeah, dysentery, tuberculosis, the mumps, measles.
I don't know how to explain it.
Gout.
I don't. But, you know, for Carlos Mendoza, as much as it was rock bottom for Gary Cohen, it was his first win as a manager. So how did he celebrate?
Yeah, I got beer, champagne, eggs, you name it. I got to get in the shower before I came over here. You know, special feeling. Obviously, the boys were excited. Means a lot, you know, coming from there because I know how hard they were trying, you know. But yeah, you know, obviously not the homestand we were anticipating, but a lot of baseball left here. And, you know, got to take it one game at a time, and we'll get going here pretty soon.
Did he say eggs?
Seventh inning.
No, seriously. Did he say beer?
Yeah, eggs.
Champagne? And then
who the
eggs.
Hell bought a carton of eggs?
Did somebody egg the manager?
Somebody was sitting there like, man, bring the eggs, man. We got two games today. We can't lose them both.
Who's egging the manager?
Hit him right in the face.
That's right.
The first throw that went to the strike zone all game.
I gotta know who is egging the manager. I need to know.
I hope it's Edwin Diaz. He hit it.
So apparently after the game, Harrison Bader, which this is on brand. Approached Mendoza and said, it's your first win. How are we going to do this? Do you want to get egged or mugged? So he said egged, and so then they just started hitting him with eggs.
What's mugged? Tackled? Like, it sounds drier.
This is what we did? Can somebody explain? If you are like somebody that understands baseball culture that I probably missed over the last 20 years,
a case of eggs?
Is like, there something I've missed about the idea of do you want to get egged?
How many eggs?
I don't know, but they egged him.
Eggs.
Yeah. Eggs, beer, and champagne.
No, he said champagne.
Champagne? Mm-hmm. Did he have beer too?
Yeah, he said beer.
Beer, champagne.
Mm-hmm. Eggs.
It sounded so much better than saying champagne, to be honest with you.
Champagne.
But this is where you are. This is your Mets. Bring out the trumpets. Where's Mr. Met dancing?
Bro,
this is your season.
It's not even May yet.
No, it's not. It's barely April. And now you go to Cincinnati to take on the Reds. That's fun. Yes. 6:40 first pitch today in Cincinnati. Is he excited about that?
No. No.
Why not? I thought you were all fired up for your Mets season. Over under for the Mets.
Gary just took it from me. Who's seen more Mets games than Gary?
No, he like I said, there's a way you see something and you know right away what it's about. God. You know right away, like
he's
like you get that we're gonna suck feeling,
no hit through seven. Like mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah. You see Leo Collins sign with the Bills?
Yeah, they're desperate now at this point. They're just trying to get, you know.
What is it with Foxy? So Foxy today and Graz are fighting me on this whole thing about how the Bills, you know they'll build, like they'll do it right. Maybe they'll just trade for a wide receiver or they'll go to the draft and draft one. It's like, I mean, guys, I said to him, Josh Allen is your biggest concern now because he has to be your playmaker. You're asking him to be Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I think they're going to try and go through Kincaid, the tight ends. Kincaid.
Are they going to turn this into the Chiefs where you have the tight end as your main piece?
Well, they want. I think.
But do you trust Josh Allen to take care of the football?
I think they're going to take the football out of his hands, running the ball with James Cook.
That doesn't make any sense. He's your highest paid, best player.
But they're going to see, they start winning when they didn't start making. See, this is the thing about a quarterback.
I don't understand what they're doing in Buffalo.
But this.
But everybody believes that it's the right thing, and this is what makes me crazy.
But they also are taking a step back and realize that, you know, this may be not be the year they go for it, and any success they get is a bonus.
Which means the Jets should be the favorite to win the division. Nobody wants to acknowledge
you heard Brandon Bean say that. Like, yeah, if they can draft one, but who's to say that they're not going to draft the right receiver, he's going to be better than Stephon Diggs this year.
Right.
That happens very rarely.
Right.
And they don't have a pick high enough where we think that he can find that player. They won't find a Puka Nacua. They won't find a Jamar Chase. They won't find a Justin Jefferson. I don't think that they find that at 23. So for me.
No, they're thinking they're going to trade for one of these guys.
Trade for who? T. Higgins?
Mm-hmm.
Man, get out of here, man. Okay. They ain't got no money. They're carrying $31 million of dead cap space.
Yeah, they're going
to sign T. Higgins and get him $25 million a year?
Mm.
So we'll be paying.
They don't have a secondary. No, you had to hear them. They would not give in on the idea that the Jets should be considered a team that could win the division. They didn't want to hear it. They kept saying there's too many variables with the Jets, and that the Bills will do this and the Bills will do that. And I'm going, have you seen the roster? Even the GM admitted. Even Brandon Bean said, yeah, we are not better than we used to be.
But this is a crazy thing. These same people picked the Jets to win the Super Bowl next year when they signed Aaron Rodgers, and they actually saw the deal. So now they signed Aaron Rodgers, and now they got an offensive line. The line is a question mark, not the fact that they don't have bodies. It's about health.
Right.
Right? So it's not about talent. It's about health. And they still can go get Bakhtiari. And they still can
Which I think they should do.
And they still can go draft the right tackle. So if you get Bakhtiari, you got two left
tackles.
Backup
left tackle and backup right tackle.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you still got Carter Warren.
And another guy that can kind of like whatever you need. But you need as much depth at that position as possible. It's the most important position.
Last year they were dependent on Alan Lazard. This year they depend on Mike Williams.
Mm-hmm. That's very helpful.
And they still have Alan Lazard.
And they still have him, by the way. Right. They haven't even moved on from him yet.
And who knows? Corey Davis still may be unretiring. Well, you already put the papers in.
That would be hilarious. 800-919-3776. Back to the calls we go on the whole Knicks situation. What a comeback that was last night. It just shows you this team might not have a chance with the Julius Randle injury. They might not have a chance to have a run like people in New York were hoping that this team could give you from the potential. But they're still going to be a team that they're going to be a tough out in the playoffs. They're going to fight and claw to the end. Carlos in the truck. Carlos.
LeBron James.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
What's happening?
Bart and Han, man. Nice to hear you guys. My first time calling for you guys.
Appreciate you.
And tell you, it's an honor, man. You guys are
Los,
the best,
what took
man.
You so damn long, Los?
I know, really?
Listen, my take on the Knicks is this, man, because I've been a Knicks fan for years. I was fortunate to see them win back in the day. So listen, right now they're falling in the category of where everybody's going to be afraid to play the Knicks in the playoffs because you don't know what's going to happen with this team. This team is an exciting team. And let me tell you, if this OG comes back in, man, watch out, man. Let me tell you. I'm going to hear your feedback, man. And again, all it's right. been a pleasure.
Carlos is feeling it. He's feeling it.
Don't make it the last time, son.
Yeah, definitely call back. OG in the lineup, the Knicks are 15-2. So they have one when he plays. How much does that hold up at this point? I know.
Yeah, it's not enough sample size.
Can he be a scorer, though? Because they need him to score. His defense is his defense. But they need someone who can also be a scorer. His three-point shot in the corner is important, but I think he's also going to have to create for himself.
They show some offense during that run.
I'll tell you what, he can make himself a lot of money.
I tell you what.
If he comes in and like all of a sudden shows you an offensive ability and he provides something that you know, you've seen only in like bits and pieces, mm-hmm. like, yeah, he's going to make himself a ton of money.
But then you won't get LeBron James.
You're going to stay on that,
LeBron James.
Steve in Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
What's up, guys? Before I get to my neck point, Bart, you got to stop with the Corey Davis talk. I mean, come on, bro.
Right.
He's
talking like he's an all-pro wide receiver.
No, yeah. Hold on. Before you go on to your point, if they have Mike Williams,
mm-hmm.
they have Garrett Wilson,
mm-hmm.
they like Gibson,
mm-hmm.
and then you go get Corey Davis – isn't he great to be your number three receiver? He's a big play guy. He's a big guy. He's a reliable guy. He's only 29 years old.
Reliable.
Like, what are we talking about? You paid him to come in here and be your number one. He wasn't.
You just said
that.
He's reliable. So it's the one thing he wasn't.
He's out of the league, Bart. He's out of the league for a reason.
No, he retired. No, he retired. No, no, no. He walked away from $15 million. He left. He was on the roster. He didn't quit. He didn't get cut.
He stunk, yeah. Bart. He was never nothing. He turned into nothing. But anyway.
He won three games.
I know.
All right, go ahead.
You love your Jets. I admire your love for the Jets.
No, I'm just saying he's a,
all right, go ahead,
he's
Steve.
A death piece.
All right. What was the point you wanted to make, though, Steve?
We're missing the point. This Julius Randle, we're overreacting to Randle being out. Julius Randle's a net negative. He's a net negative on defense. He's a net negative when it comes to the locker room. There's times where he's a net positive on offense, but most of the time, even when he scores 25, he's inefficient.
Wasn't he all NBA?
The key to this team is OG. Yeah. OG is the key to the thing. They can beat anybody with OG.
Well, look.
Was it Randle?
I think you're right about OG being a key here because you get him, Mitchell Robinson, and okay. So it's one piece that you now are missing from the whole instead of multiple. But Julius Randle, by the way.
The slander he takes.
He is. He's three-time All-Star.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
And by the way, I looked this up and it kind of caught me by surprise. The highest scoring duo in the NBA at 78.1 points per game.
Brunson and
Randle.
Right.
That's more than Damon Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
That is more than Anthony Davis and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
That is more than Steph and anybody else on the Warriors. That's more than Luka and Kyrie. That's more like think of all the duos.
Who sings
Maxie and Embiid? Oh, Brown and Tatum.
It's a thin line between love and hate. Some people love Julius, some people hate him. This dude was always available, always there.
I understand because the turnover thing, you know, there is that. There's times on defense.
We don't know what he would look like with OG in the lineup.
But the last we saw of Julius was a player who looked like he was finding his game with this group and letting go of the idea of being a number one and just fitting in. It looked like it was finally starting to click. That's, I think, what a lot of people that saw somebody that might have just started to figure it out. And now it is a question is whether or not we'll see him again in a Nick uniform. I think it is a question. I don't think it's a given. I don't think it's a given that he's not, but I don't think it's a given that he will still be in a Nick uniform come next season. All right, so we have audio files coming up. We'll continue with your calls, so stay on hold. We'll get to you. We've gotten a lot of calls today. It's a fun Friday. The Yankees are underway right now in the ballpark. And it is scoreless through the second inning, last I checked. Is that still accurate? They are in the second inning. Okay. All right, but right now, of course, I do have to tell you about something very important to us, and it is, of course, FanDuel. Say goodbye to busted brackets. Because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney, whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. I feel like UConn is absolutely on a mission, right? Like, they look like the team you cannot beat. They are unbeatable. So I don't know if it's even worth playing them. But how about NC State? Are they worth your time and money? Do you believe in that run?
The Jets' next right tackle.
Can they overcome Zach Edey and Purdue in the Final Four? $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen to bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. There were always going to be questions if he did return with the amount of time that he missed, but those questions now off the table with the announcement yesterday. Julius Randle is gone for the season because of that shoulder injury. Not the news that Tom Thibodeau was hoping for.
So every day he goes through contact. We felt there would be soreness. You know, it flares up a little bit. You know, you want to see where he is the next day. And that was the big thing. We said, you know, okay, the next day we'll take a look at it. He gathered as much information as he could. He went through the process. And then this is the best decision right now. So that decision is made. We're not going to talk about it anymore. We're going to focus on what we have to focus on, which is winning our next game. That's it. It's really that simple.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it is Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. We got your calls at 800-919-3776, and we certainly will get back into the conversation with you. But as you know, right now, it is time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio File.
The Audio File.
Only because it's funny, and I just I can't stop wanting to play it. Let's remind everybody again where the Mets were yesterday afternoon at one point where their play-by-play announcer Gary Cohen had pretty much had it.
Nobody in the ballpark, 1-5, hitless through 7. Feels like rock bottom.
Rock bottom. Not even close if you think about it. They have a multi-billionaire owner, a beautiful ballpark. They're in New York. There's a lot going for the Mets. Would you rather be the... I don't even... Are they the Oakland A's? What are they at this point? They're the nomadic A's right now. They don't have a home ballpark, at least not anymore. Nobody wants to go to the one that they're in. They want to build one in Vegas, but that's underway right now. So John Fisher, who might be the most hated owner in the sport right now, he talked about the plans for the A's in the interim while they're building the stadium and where they're going to play.
We're excited to be here for the next 3 years, playing in this beautiful ballpark, but also being able to watch some of the greatest players in baseball, whether they be athletics players or Aaron Judge and others, launch home runs out of this very intimate, the most intimate ballpark in all of Major League Baseball for the next 3 years.
That's like me calling a woman thick. She fat. Intimate, small.
Intimate is a small park, yes. Now, what park is he talking about? He's talking about Sutter Health Park.
What's that?
This is the San Francisco Giants AAA team plays here, the Sacramento River Cats. Sutter Health Park.
Are they getting a discount?
Holds 14,000 fans.
I'm hoping they get a discount.
14,000 fans. That's it.
Is baseball going to give them money for admissions, like, because, you know what I'm saying, they're really going to have to share that profit margins with them, because they're not going to make a lot of money for parking. And
so they're going to be only known as the A's, no longer the Oakland A's. And that's it. Like, I have not seen dimensions for this park yet. I was trying to find them, because he's talking about, like, guys like Aaron Judge coming in and just hitting absolute bombs in this place.
It's just one of the things where we're going to see somebody die for a fly ball and flip over the fence like in college.
I don't know, but I mean, 14,000 is not a very large ballpark, but that's what they're doing in the meantime while they're waiting for their stadium to be built on the Las Vegas Strip. The stadium is not expected to be done by 2028, so they're going to be there for the next couple of years. It's 3 years that they will sign a lease after this season. I believe the Tropicana is being demolished. You know the old Tropicana on the Strip, right? I believe that's being demolished for the ballpark. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that is the site of where the ballpark
is. Vegas is going to be it, man. Wait till LeBron own the...
LeBron James.
The Vegas Bets.
You think that the NBA team in Vegas will be called the Bets?
LeBron Bets.
I don't think Bets is where they're going to go.
Why not?
What would be the team? So the Golden Knights, perfect, right, for the hockey team. Raiders, you don't even have to change it. A's is just a classic baseball athletics. That's who they were. They'll always say that, right? You don't change that name. But if there aren't moving a team to Vegas, right, like the Pelicans or the Grizzlies, Pelicans in Vegas doesn't make sense.
We should call them
but you could call them the Flamingos, because that was a, right? Wasn't that a?
Yeah, or the Sinatras.
Sinatras wouldn't work.
Can we call them the Golden Nuggets?
How about the Rats?
We call them the Nuggets?
Rat Pack. Well, they already have Nuggets, so you can't use that.
Oh.
Yeah, good idea, though, but there's already a team called the Nuggets. So you'd have to think of something that fits the town.
I mean,
you know what?
Who's going to put up the money today?
What would you name the Vegas NBA team that eventually is going to be there?
Oh, I got it.
You got one? All right, 800-919-3776. We'll let people call in and give us their thoughts. What would the Vegas NBA team, what should it be called?
The Vegas
Win. If it's an expansion team.
The Vegas Win.
The Win?
Like the Win. The Vegas Win.
The Win Lose.
When
you lose, you still win.
The W-Y-N-N.
No, that's Steve Wynn.
I know.
Who owns the whole damn town.
Yeah.
Steve Wynn's a good guy.
The Vegas Wynn.
If LeBron owns them, they should be the Horseshoes.
The Horseshoes.
Yeah, we should call, what do you call it? The Crownings. The Vegas Crowning.
That's not even right.
The Vegas Cowlicks.
Back on track. Speaking of the NBA, did you see this last night? So the Warriors have been on a roll, trying to stay in the play-in. And remember,
they were tied.
Tenth,
they were tied.
A week ago, the Houston Rockets won 11 straight games, and all of a sudden, were gaining on the Warriors, and the Warriors were in jeopardy of falling out. Anyways, they have slowed down. The two teams met last night in Houston. And before the game, Tari Eason, who's a really good young forward for the Rockets, wore, you know, the movie, Warriors, you know, Warriors come out and play.
Warriors come out to play.
So crazy, by the way.
Warriors come out to play.
Is that Mad Max?
No, it's not Mad Max.
Oh, okay.
This was an iconic, awful movie.
Yeah.
From the 70s in New York City. It was a gang movie, yeah. But it was terrible. Anyways.
Like Sharknado?
Not that bad, but pretty close. But this was a scene in it that has become, like, iconic.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, so he's wearing that shirt.
Yeah.
And Klay Thompson and Draymond Green took note of it. Now, remember, Tyre Eason's not playing. He's hurt. So him doing this in a game that is a big matchup that, you know, the Rockets are trying to catch the Warriors and all that stuff. So here's Klay Thompson after the game about all that.
Yeah, that's pretty lame, especially if you're not even playing. Like, it's one thing if you're playing and you're out there competing and you can back it up, but if you're just going to be trolling from the sideline, like, bro, like, what are we doing? Like, at times we talk mess. At least we're out there competing. I'm not going to. That's all I have to say about that.
You got a problem with the shirt? I don't care about the shirt.
It's not like he's a scrub.
No, he's a good player. He's just a young player, right, but he wasn't playing.
So if you're a good player and wasn't playing, you want to put some messaging on there, so what?
So is Klay, like, just looking for something to complain about?
Klay needs,
because they were both, they together, so he and Draymond together on the court were saying it after they won the game. They were doing the Warrior. They were doing that. So Draymond also took note of it as well. Here's what he said.
Sorry. If you're going to say that, you got to play, though. Like, you can't come out and say that and not play. Love the competitive fire. I love the talking. That's always fun. But, yeah, hopefully next year he'll say the same thing and we both won't be fighting for the play and we'll be fighting for a seat up top.
Well, next year when they play, Clay won't be there. So I guess he could say you're not a Warrior, so you can't come out and play no more.
Are you sure?
Clay won't be there next year.
Are you sure it's Clay, not Draymond?
Clay's the easiest one to get out. They already paid Draymond $75 million.
Yeah, but Clay's played pretty well. He's played better down the stretch. And Draymond, you know, is kind of getting to that place where the antics, you know, they're not as live-withable.
But that offense still runs through him, his point four, his ability to distribute, set Clay up, set the offense up.
If you had to pick one or the other, who are you picking?
Draymond.
Oh, I know why. Michigan. I get it.
Come out and play. Mm-hmm.
Tom Thibodeau last night, before the game.
It's a foul.
Even after the game.
It's a foul.
He's getting fouled.
Okay.
He's getting fouled.
All right, we got it, Coach.
He's getting fouled.
All right, thank you, Coach.
He's getting fouled.
Yep, got it. So are you saying he's getting fouled? So the Julius Randle stuff, yes. It was announced, or Woj had the story. The team confirmed that he's getting surgery. The season's over. And then Chris Haynes on TNT. The game was on TNT last night. Chris Haynes then has a report that he spoke with Randle.
Oh.
And Randle said that it was when he was playing with contact, which the team never said he was cleared for contact, that he re-injured the shoulder a couple of weeks ago. And that's when he knew, like, it would be too dangerous for him to try to play through it. So all along, Tom Thibodeau has said, like, he was never cleared for contact. So he's had to explain everything. So there were a lot of questions being asked of it. So here's Thibodeau getting tired of talking about it.
So every day he goes through contact. We felt there would be soreness. You know, it flares up a little bit. You know, you want to see where he is the next day. And that was the big thing. We said, you know, okay, the next day we'll take a look at it. And then if it doesn't feel better, if it got a little better, then he had another setback, then it's telling him that it can't be done. So the first time he goes out there, he gets hit again. Now you got to shut him down. I think he's looking at that. And he wants to give the team everything he has, right? So, you know, it wasn't an easy decision, you know. So he gathered as much information as he could. He went through the process. And then this is the best decision right now. So that decision is made. We're not going to talk about it anymore. We're going to focus on what we have to focus on, which is winning our next game. That's it. It's really that simple.
He doesn't want to talk about it anymore because he's been asked every single day about it. And every day he's had to say the same thing, that they're just waiting for him. Now, here's the thing with the contact that not everybody understood. When Julius Randle said it was contact drills, the contact was a pad that the assistant coach was holding. And that's what Tibbs was trying to explain. Because people are trying to say that Tibbs was misleading people, saying he was never cleared for contact. If he wasn't cleared for contact, why did Randle say that he got injured during contact practice? Tibbs is saying he wasn't being contacted by another human being. He was being hit with a pad, which was a controlled situation that was part of the ramping up process. And so there's now this confusion of what's truth and what's fiction when it comes to Randle and this shoulder thing. But what we do know is that if Randle would have... So the team said that he is getting surgery, and they said he will be reevaluated in 5 months.
Oh.
That's September. So...
Reevaluated in 5 months?
Yes. So if he would have had the surgery, as everybody said, well, why didn't he get the surgery in January? Do 5 months from January.
May.
Yeah, doubtful that he'd be playing in the playoffs you're reevaluated in 5 months.
Unless he has a surgery and he goes to Germany.
Yes, and gets vibranium.
Yes.
Then he'd be able to play.
Da-ha.
You know what I mean? So that's the story behind that. All right, tonight we have the final four for the women. And you have the big games, of course, and we'll have Monica McNutt on at 2 o'clock to talk more about this and, of course, the Knicks stuff as well. NC State, South Carolina. South Carolina, it almost feels like they're overlooked, right? 36-0, and we're not even talking about them. Because the big game is the late one. UConn, Iowa, 9 p.m. is the tip-off. Both games on ESPN. Remember, Iowa drew 12 million viewers in their Elite Eight win over LSU. How many people are going to watch this game tonight? UConn, Iowa, 9 p.m. Eastern. And you remember Gino Auriemma already said about how, you know, Paige Beckers is the best player in America. That's his player. And he was taking a light reference to Caitlin Clark. Is there a rivalry between the two, Coach?
They know what's going on out there. They know who's who. They know what's what. And Caitlin comes down and makes a huge three. Don't think that Paige is going to pass the next one up and pass it to somebody. So I think there will be a little bit of that, but it won't be if I score more points than Caitlin, Connecticut's going to win. It won't be that at all. And it won't be I have to match everything that she does. Paige's personality is such that she'd rather score 10 points and us win than get 50 and us lose.
Okay, so every time Caitlin shoots, just come down and double Paige, she's going to be forcing it.
Well, I mean, I would
say quite the opposite.
You're trying to do the same thing that Paige Beckers. The problem is that the shots she was making against LSU were unbelievable. If Caitlin Clark makes 27-foot shots in this game, you got to tip your cap. But it feels like if you really are looking at it, UConn should be the better team.
Yeah, they got better players.
Deeper,
steep, yeah.
Right, they're deeper. Coaches' experience. Like, this is something that you would think they got to figure out how to contain her.
But Caitlin's on a mission from God.
But if she is hitting 27-foot three-pointers, tip your cap.
She's going to have to shoot 32 because that's where I'm picking her up from. 32 feet.
Oh, I think you got her. I think and
so Paige, step back
all
and
Paige Beckers has
40.
To do is just play her game. She doesn't have to worry about, oh, she's got 35. I got to get the no. Just play your game. But Caitlin Clark is going to have to, like, each step that they go as a team.
Do you want?
You know, you got to just play out of your mind. She got to play out of her mind again.
But this is the beauty.
How does
right?
she play better than she played in the Elite Eight? How do you play better than that?
And she was struggling with her shot
a little bit early on. Yeah.
But you know, the crazy thing is, like, it sets up however you want it, because we're assuming that South Carolina wins, right? Remember,
yeah.
What's his name? Gino?
Auriemma?
Yeah, yes. Gino. It was his first name, Gino.
Yes, it is.
I can't say Omagari.
Auriemma.
Yeah.
Auriemma.
Yeah,
Auriemma.
Aureo.
Right.
All right. Aureo. I can't see. Remember the stuff he said about South Carolina?
You sound like the dad in Coming to America when he tried to say the queen's name. Oleoleon.
Aureo. Elion.
Elion.
No, but it's like, remember Gino said something about Dawn and her team earlier about how they play like the physicality play. So we got beef no matter how this matches up.
I like it.
Because if Iowa wins, then it's the rematch. You sent me home last year.
I think this is the best game right here. This is it.
You don't think the national championship will be? South Carolina versus
UConn
or South Carolina versus Iowa?
Yeah. South Carolina UConn will be.
Get out the car, Craig. This is the rematch.
And that is Audio Files. 800-919-3777. That was it? Yeah, that was Audio Files.
That was a long audio
file. It was long? Mm-hmm. I thought it was good, though.
Outstanding.
It was long, but it was
could
spectacular.
Could be the best Audio Files of the season.
Phrasing?
Of the week.
Of the season.
Of the week. Okay. We've had some good ones.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. All right, 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll get back to your calls into the conversation. Monica McNutt will join us in the 2 o'clock hour, hour. Stay with us, Barton Hahn. 98.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So, Bart, we're just talking about this story out of L.A. So, Shohei Ohtani had his first home run with the Dodgers, right?
Yes, sir.
And there's a woman who caught it, or actually it didn't catch it. It landed at her feet.
700 billion.
Sitting in the pavilion. Out at, I guess, Dodger Stadium.
Keeping that.
So this woman, her name is Amber Roman. She was there with her husband. Mm. And as the story goes in The Athletic, she said the security came right up to her.
Yeah, my ball.
And said that they were going to offer her two signed baseball caps in exchange for the ball. And The Athletic said they checked in with an auction house that said that ball would have been worth $100,000.
Why? She gave it back to him?
No. So here's what happened. Apparently, like, they told her that they wouldn't authenticate the ball. Yeah. Right. They separated her from her husband and, like, basically said, like, you know, we're not going to authenticate it. So you could say it's the home run ball, but we're not going to give you any.
So
they're not going to let you have, because if you're going to sell a ball like that, you have to have some type of authentication.
Was she filming a conversation?
I think she was just being interviewed, to be honest with you. Mm. That's what this was. But it's amazing. Like they said, like the team was pressuring her to give the ball up.
Giving you nothing.
And I mean, two signed baseball. We got to do better than that. Can you at least give me another ball that he signed?
Man,
like maybe that?
Man, miss me with that, bro. I want the bat. If you want the ball, I want the bat.
So they actually it's amazing though that they separated the two of them.
Yeah, first of all, I ain't leaving my wife. How can somebody physically separate two?
I don't get that. Right.
The hell is that?
And
FBI?
She said they didn't want him to influence my decision. That's why they separated them.
Ma'am, coming this way? Hell no. Yeah. I ain't going nowhere without my wife. Crazy?
And then, and whoever the security was, I need you to give me an answer right now. You got to make up your mind.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Like, he won't have no ball.
Isn't that crazy?
If the auction house says it's worth $100,000, you better give me at least $50,000. Shohei, you better write the check. All you give is $4.5 million. You got $50,000.
So they ended up giving up the ball.
Dumb. There's no way in hell I would get it.
They accepted two signed hats, a bat and a ball, and they gave back the home run ball.
I wouldn't get, whatever, because now you're trying to play me.
So the items they received, according to this the same auction house that estimated that the game ball was worth $100,000, the items that they received were worth an estimated $1,000.
Could have got that on it. You could have got that on a tiny autographs.
Yeah.
Man, get up.
What would you have done there?
I would have kept it off principle. Like, you ain't going to authenticate it, so what? I would start filming them. You say it again, you ain't going to authenticate this ball that I caught from Shohei Ohtani. That's authentication enough.
So a team spokesman said that the Dodgers were still amenable to speaking with the couple more about this. And said the Dodgers are open to a further conversation with the fan about the transaction.
No, it's because people know.
What does that mean, a further conversation?
Right. Here.
What does that mean?
Here's $10,000. We sorry.
$10,000?
Something.
Is it that important?
It's his first.
It's his first home run of the Dodgers.
Because they think
it's not like his first ever home run. It's not. It didn't.
But they may think that the first home run as a Dodger for Dodger fans, if he goes down and he decides going to the Hall of Fame,
somebody's going to give you $100,000 for this baseball.
Did you see what happened to Kobe Bryant's championship ring that his dad put on eBay?
Yeah, that's a little different.
Damn near $1 million.
It's a championship ring.
It's a baseball.
No, it's a championship ring, and it's Kobe. This is Shohei Ohtani's first of what's going to be many home runs with the Dodgers.
But it's only one.
But it's not his first major league home run.
This is only first what?
It's his first home run with the Dodgers. Like, it's.
Listen, if the
this story doesn't make sense to me.
Listen, you know how many Japanese fans he got? Any home run ball. The first one?
It's crazy.
They're going to buy that thing.
Still.
They're going to buy that thing.
Are you keeping it or are you going to keep the collectibles?
Huh?
I don't want it. I don't want signed hats. I don't want any of that stuff. You want to take the ball? Give me season tickets. Rest of the season.
No, give me $100,000. I'll buy my own season
tickets.
Well,
there's that too. You could just do that. Yeah.
How about that?
Well, that's a fair point. If we're going to talk cash.
And I'll buy me a car on the side.
All right. You know, if we want to do it that way, we'll talk cash.
Talk turkey. How much does ball mean to you?
Yeah. Would you have given the ball back? 800-919-3776. We'll ask Monica McNutt that and more coming up in the Power Hour. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, not hard to see why the Mets are struggling offensively when they have so many stars not hitting. Nobody seems more in a funk right now than Francisco Lindor. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, the guys broke it down.
He looks like Stanton now, where you watch him and you're like, the at-bat was non-competitive. Like, moving a runner over. Like, he can't do anything at the moment. Lindor is supposed to be my best player. At what point can I get angry at him because he's not acting like my best player? Well, I'm there now. And I know it's early, but it's early and you're 1-5 and you're 0-5. And yeah, I'm very frustrated with Lindor and I'm very frustrated with the Mets.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.